Recording in progress.
Good Wednesday morning, beloved. What a wonderful time we are going to have in God's Word today. This is a wonderful time in the history of Israel. Today we're going to be reading about David and the leaders of Israel retrieving the Ark of the Covenant from the house of Obed-Edom, where a celebration takes place and all the Israelites accompany the Ark of the Covenant up to Jerusalem with shouts of joy and music. We're doing it right this time. Amen. God's saving word for us as we continue in this week our praise and thanksgiving. So, let's begin reading 1 Chronicles chapter 15, beginning at verse 25. So, King David, the leaders of Israel and the military commanders went to the house of Obed-Edom to get the Ark of the Covenant. And they had a great celebration. They sacrificed 7 bulls and 7 sheep to make sure that God would help the Levites who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant. David was wearing a robe made of the finest linen, and so were the musicians, Chananiah, their leader, and the Levites who carried the Ark of the Covenant. David also wore a linen ephod, and so all the Israelites accompanied the Ark of the Covenant up to Jerusalem with shouts of joy, the sound of trumpets, horns, and cymbals, and the music of harps. As the box of the covenant, Ark of the Covenant, was being brought to the city, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked out of the window and saw King David dancing and leaping for joy, and she was disgusted with him. So uncool. They took the Ark of the Covenant to the tent which David had prepared for it and put it inside. Then they offered sacrifices and fellowship offerings to God. After David had finished offering the sacrifices, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord and distributed food to them all. He gave each man and woman in Israel a loaf of bread, a piece of roasted meat, and some raisins. David appointed some of the Levites to lead the worship of the Lord, the God of Israel, in front of the Ark of the Covenant by singing and praising him. Asaph was appointed leader, and Zechariah as his assistant. Jeiel, Shemiramoth, Jahiel, Eliab, Benaniah, Obed-Edom, and Jael were to play harps. Asaph was to sound the cymbals, and the two priests, Benaniah and Jahaziel, were to blow trumpets regularly in front of the Ark of the Covenant. It was then that David gave Asaph and the other Levites the responsibility for singing praises to the Lord. And today's key verse is 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 28, where it says, All the Israelites, accompanied the Ark of the Covenant up to Jerusalem with shouts of joy and the sound of trumpets, horns, and cymbals, and the music of harps. You know, it's interesting in this wonderful event that kind of got off on the wrong foot, simply because no matter what one's good intentions may be, we still have to be in complete obedience to God's word in order to expect God's blessing. Amen? What are you doing in your life that you think is great? As a matter of fact, you're doing it as a service unto the Lord, but there just doesn't seem to be any reward from it, or you know, maybe it even appears that God has turned his back on you on this event. Well, maybe, just maybe, we might be doing something out of, you know, a good heart, proper motivation, but it's that old sin of presumption that we haven't bothered to go to God's Word to find out if there are specific instructions there for us to follow. Well, let's go ahead and pray. I sing praises to you, O Lord God, and glorify your holy name. Teach me each day by your word, and may you be praised forever and ever. Amen. Well, that brings our morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow. We're going to be back in 1 Chronicles, this time chapter 16, where King David sings and praises the Lord. Until tomorrow, then, may Godly richly bless you and your family. It is my prayer for you. Amen.